This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Friends do matter, I guess, especially if you're watching a comedy with them in the theater. When they laugh, you laugh along, and all of a sudden, you all enjoy the movie better. We're talking about comedies and if they're a cinematic joke right now. This is Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Audrey Raj. I'm in the studio today with Frida Liu and Arvind Yuvaraj. And it's all about the laughs that we get in the theaters, right?
Yep.
Looking at some of the feedback that we've received via WhatsApp, Johan says, totally agree. Movie tickets are too expensive. Hence, it's a no-brainer on the choice. The last comedy I saw was by A.R. Badul. Yes, I'm a walking fossil. Oh, thanks for that, Johan. Those are like classics, right? We've also got another one here by Tenny, who says, I remember now the last comedy I watched was a local movie called Big, Big, Big. Tenny also says that he feels that comedy is not dying in theatres, but he feels that directors who want to make these comedies, those are a dying race. Then we've also got another one here by Nini, who says Rowan Atkinson never fails to make me laugh. So I guess her his or her last favourite one was Johnny English.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, we have a Twitter a poll going on Twitter, and we actually asked, or it's actually a quote by Kumail Nanjiani, and he said that people go to Netflix for comedy and they now think of movie theaters as the place for event movies and blockbusters, event movies like Avengers Endgame and stuff. And we asked, do you agree or disagree? 38% of you said you agree, 28% said disagree, and 34% said makes no difference.
Wow, that's quite close. Okay, it'll be interesting to see where that poll goes. Remember, if you want to get in touch with us, 018-789-8899. Tell us the last comedy that you watch in the cinema and what you think about this statement here. People go to Netflix for comedy and they now think of movie theaters as the place of event movies and blockbusters. That's a poll that we've got going on Twitter. We're about to move into our second story right now, and this is about how NASA has worked out how to make food out of thin air, and this could feed billions in the near future. So a company, the idea of creating food out of thin air actually came from NASA, but there is a company from Finland and they're called Sola Foods, and they are planning to bring to market a new protein powder called Solane that's made out of carbon dioxide, water and electricity. Now, it's a high protein flour-like ingredient that contains 50% protein content, about 5 to 10% fat and 20 to 25% carbs. And it reportedly looks and tastes a lot like wheat flour and could become an ingredient in a wide variety of food products after it's set to launch in 2021, right? So it's likely to appear on grocery shelves as protein shakes and as yogurt to begin with. But if you think about it, it's a real exciting development because the Solane's manufacturing process is completely carbon neutral, and the potential for scalability is just, it's limitless. We've got so much carbon dioxide, you know, we've got access to carbon dioxide, if anything. So why not get rid of some greenhouse gas with a side of fries?
With a side of fries.
Why not? Why not, right? Just think about it. So Sola Food makes Solane by extracting carbon dioxide from the air using carbon capture technology. And then they combine that with water and nutrients and vitamins using 100% renewable solar energy. Now, and then it goes through a natural fermentation process similar to the one that produces yeast and lactic acid bacteria. The company claims its single cell protein is free from agricultural limitations, and being produced indoors means that Sola Foods is not dependent on land, water, or favorable weather. It can be done 24/7, 365.
So it's flour-like, so you can make something out of it?
Yeah.
Okay, because so I'm thinking, what does it taste like?
It will taste like wheat, apparently. Mm. Okay, so here's the thing. You know all these beef-free burgers or lamb patties, right? These pea and soy proteins that are currently gaining popularity. You would have to scale up the supply of plants in order to make to cater to the demand. But with Solane, the company could provide companies that produce these animal-free meats, such as Beyond Meat and Impossible Foods, a way to further reduce their environmental impact. So now, like Beyond Meat and Impossible Foods, already now they're already trying to. I mean, if you think about it, agriculture, poultry, farming, you know, that is widely recognized as the main drivers behind climate change, pollution, habitat loss, also antibiotic resistant illnesses, right? illness, sorry. Mm. But the event of something like this, like Solene, that's derived from the two most renewable energy, renewable things that we have, carbon dioxide and like sunlight, that gets us out of the whole planet destruction business, doesn't it? And yeah. And at the same time, it offers a promise of a stable, long-term solution to one of the world's most fundamental, like, nutritional needs, because it's 50% protein, right?
And also the fact that it tastes like wheat, like you said, I think that's the, you know, when they make like alternatives for food, like they go like, this is an alternative for meat, yeah. And it's made of all kinds of whatever it's made of. You know, I'm not a scientist, right. But you know, and it's supposed to substitute the red meats that you get. It's not actually red meat unless it's grown in a lab, and also it doesn't actually substitute the amount of things or the amount of nutrition you need in a day, so it can't serve as a proper meal. But if it has everything, one, it has protein, which is one of the most important things, and then if it also tastes like wheat, it means that it can substitute rice, it can substitute flour, it can substitute basically the base ingredient for a lot of people to turn into their meals for the day.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's not sold or it's not sort of developed in full form. It's made as like a powder that you can funnel and thicken and make into other foods that you want to consume.
Exactly.
I've got to understand this a little bit better. I always worry about these things that are sort of manufactured or done in a lab, and I'm just thinking about genetically modified stuff, right? I don't understand enough, so I can't really speak about it. But I always worry when it's too processed, when it's too genetically modified. You know, I'm so old school. Where is the nature part? Right? I mean, you're going to tell me the sun, but where is he? So I just need to understand a little bit more. So that's my take on things.
Well, I guess that's their secret formula, but you know, for now, what we know is it's carbon dioxide.
I hope it's not a secret formula, because if it's some weird powder that they're pushing and they're not telling us what is in it, then I'm with Frida. Yeah, then I'm with Frida. I'm like, what are you crushing and putting in this powder that's giving you so much protein?
It's made out of air, guys. It's made out of air.
It says CO2, 50% protein content, 5-10% fat, which is, you know, I'm sure a lot of people love that. 20-25% carbs. Looks like wheat and could become an ingredient. So the only ingredients that they list are CO2 and water and electricity.
Yes, and thanks to the carbon capture technology, that is what. Yeah, we won't completely understand it because none of us are scientists in the studio right now.
Or in NASA.
Yes. But what we know is Solar Food plans a global commercial rollout for Solane in 2021, like I mentioned earlier. And they plan to produce about 2 million meals annually at first. And they hope to create about enough sustenance for 9 billion people by the year 2050. Mm, so this is what we could be eating in the future, guys.
I'm sure it's healthier than a lot of stuff we eat now, so it's okay.
It's true.
I'm good.
I don't know if it would be tastier.
That's the thing.
I'm sure it won't be.
All right, well, our main conversation of the day is about comedies in theatres. Get in touch with us, 01878898899 on WhatsApp and on Twitter and Insta Story at BFM Radio. We've got a poll going on Twitter as well. There's a little bit of change. We'll come back and give you a bit of the results right after the Feelies with Sooner or Later on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.